Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Zaxby's just out Philly'd the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Inflation for the month of March 2024 has seen a sharp increase to 25.8% from 23.2% recorded in February 2024. Inflation for both locally produced items and imported items went up substantially to 26.6% and 23.8% respectively. According to the Ghana Statistical Service, food, non-alcoholic beverages and transport were the main price drivers for the rate of inflation. It added that food inflation went up by 29.6%, while non-food inflation recorded 22.6%. Here's government statistician Professor Sam Okomnenim announcing the figures a while ago.
This indicates that we have seen a surge in the rate of inflation by 2.6 percentage points, increasing from 23.2% to 25.8% for the month of March 2024. Disaggregating this from a food and a non-food perspective, rate of inflation for food was 29.6% relative to non-food 22.6%. Both food and non-food inflation have seen a 2.6 percentage increase in its rate of inflation between February and March 2024. From a locally produced item and an imported item perspective, we continue to see locally produced items recording a higher rate of inflation relative to imported items, as locally produced items recorded a rate of inflation of 26.6% relative to 23.8%.
Professor Sam Okomnenim is the government statistician. Meanwhile, Upper East was the region with the highest rate inflation of 42.9%, while Oti region had the lowest rate of 14.3%. The Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Iwa, is asking banks to collaborate with the Bank of Ghana to address fraud-related cases within the sector. According to him, banks should comply with the directive of the regulator on the monthly report for fraud cases. Mr. Iwa reiterated the need to restore confidence within the banking sector. He spoke to Joy Business.
As we are moving a significant portion or volumes of our operations to digital platforms, confidence is important and trust in the system is also very important. Where you have a situation where fraudsters have a free day and there is no clear-cut thresholds on where responsibilities end and begin, you have the terrain that is left to the fraudsters. And that is why a meeting such as this is critical and is very important for us as banks, and I'm sure for all the players within that digital financial services.
John Iwa is the Chief Executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, speaking there. To one of our headline stories, the Tema Oil Refinery has denied allegations of a takeover by Chinese-owned private oil refinery Central Oil Refinery Limited. This follows some allegations made by the Executive Director of ASEPA, Mensah Thompson. In a statement issued on Monday, April 8, Mr. Thompson had revealed that on April 4, ASEPA received a whistleblower alert from a Tor insider about a meeting between Tor management and the Chinese-owned private oil refinery. The meeting was allegedly to discuss the sale of the national refinery to Central, but Tor, in a statement, emphasized that no talks have taken place regarding the sale of the refinery. And to some other stories, stakeholders within the pharmaceutical industry are bemoaning the increase in the import medical devices, disposables and equipment that could be produced in Ghana. The stakeholders are calling on government to further reduce import duties and support the quest to manufacture some of the equipment locally. According to Chief Executive Officer of the Federation of African Medical Equipment, Disposable and Devices Manufacturers and Suppliers, Anthony Ameka, the taxes are affecting the operations. He spoke to Joy Business at the third edition of the Pharma Medical Healthcare Exhibition in Ghana.
We are still running the 98% import into the country. We don't have much improvement in terms of local production. We'll not just look at bringing in importers into the country of finished products, but also raw materials that we can leverage on to also produce locally. And secondly, also to bring in the technical know-how for us to also be able to produce locally.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
Across Africa, a new era has begun. Shifting our focus to a new horizon, connecting us with one purpose: to create and share opportunities to grow. Tomorrow, built by our dreams and our energy. Across our continent, across the world, we are creating a better way to a better future. A Pan-African future, together. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa.
Hello and welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Stepping into excellence. That's how Samuel Komije likes his customers to feel when they wear his Ahinima slippers. His startup Gold Coast Tokota is promoting the traditional slippers worn by royals. That's our feature today on the Joy Business Van.
Hello, Joy Business Van. My name is Samuel Komijo from Gold Coast Tokota. Let's step into excellence together.
The idea to start Gold Coast Tokota came to Samuel Komijo when he was about to enter university.
I was gifted an Ghana-made slippers by a special someone. And I told myself I'll just use this
this particular slippers for a special event. On the day of the special event, I got to know the slippers wasn't good. So I couldn't go for the event. And I was just like, oh. So I missed that opportunity just because I couldn't go for the event. So I told myself, if I'm to get a chance, I would just love to make quality Ghana-made slippers. So that was actually where the whole idea started, because I don't want people to miss opportunities like the way that I missed mine.
That was how seriously Samuel took that incident. Although he was pursuing a career in chartered accounting, Samuel decided to hit pause and make slippers, which would sell globally. He began to research into the market.
I took a trip to South Africa just because the dream wasn't just to make Ghana-made slippers, but to make African-inspired. I can't stay in Hacho and make slippers for or decide for someone who lives in Botswana or maybe someone who lives in Zimbabwe. I just have to be there to actually know how their value and how they perceive things. So I took a trip to South Africa to actually, I actually sent in some samples for day two to give me feedback so that I'll just know how to make my slippers.
The trip to South Africa was to test the market because of the diversity of the people in that country. In 2023, Samuel was ready to start business. Making slippers is actually not so unique in Ghana. There are quite a number of shoemakers who make slippers on a large scale. So what would make Gold Coast Okota stand out? That was one.
Joy 99.7 FM. Joy 99.7 FM.
Hello, Joy Business Van. My name is Samuel Kumijo. For any time that we are to receive an order, we design the Ahinema. After designing the Ahinema, then we actually cut the patterns. This is actually how the patterns look like. After cutting the patterns, we source for the materials. Sourcing for the materials, we already have them in stock. So it can either be in leather, it can be in suede, or it can either be in velvet.
The success of Gold Coast Okota in just a year is mind-blowing.
We did 1,500 pairs as of 2023, based on our production capacity. As at that time, we were using the manual filing machine, and even the workers that I had were just two. By this time around, we are just spreading out, we are just increasing in number in terms of workers and also in terms of machinery.
Samuel is aiming to double the number this year to 3,000 pairs of Ahinema. Samuel is not just in for the money, but wants to help create jobs.
Gold Coast Okota wants to be part of the solution, not the problem. So with us, we started with two workers, and this time we are 20 now, because I'm here as a team lead. I have the social media team, I have the customer representative team, I have the production team, I also have the content creation team. So all in all, we are 20. And with Gold Coast Okota, we normally give a special advantage to disabled people, just because of the stigmatization attached to us in their condition, they find it very difficult to actually get jobs. So we've taken it upon ourselves to actually recruit disabled people.
Next time, Samuel shares his dream to go global.
We want to spread our tentacles to different parts of West Africa, and in the next 2 years, we'll actually be different.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.